All right, I am in the South Bronx with Mr. Willie Colon.
Hey,
Willie, this is your hood, correct?
This is my hood. Yeah, this is my whole area. This is where it all went down from a very young age.
Our first stop, Willie's Elementary School, Immaculate Conception.
I haven't been back here since I actually graduated.
Really?
Yeah. It's kind of, you know, time capsule for me, so I'm excited.
You ready to go down memory lane?
Let's do it.
But we first have to get in.
Willie Colon here.
Money.
Open sesame.
From the moment we entered the doors, Willie was transported back in time, and the memories came rushing back.
Father Skelly. You never forget that face. How you doing?
Willie?
Good.
Good to see you. Good
I know.
To see you.
This is Miss Regan. I love her to death.
How you doing?
How are you doing?
How are you good? How you doing?
Oh, good, good, good. I'm still here.
And his fifth grade teacher wasn't the only thing he didn't forget.
Is it still principal office? Still
right? Oh, you remember the principal's
office?
Yeah,
I remember the principal's office.
What do you remember about this?
That door closing, and I knew I was in trouble.
Oh, right, this door right
yeah,
there?
Yeah, when that door closed, it was like, oh.
And from the principal's office, Willie's trip back to his past took him to some of his favorite childhood places.
Yeah, so this is a play yard, and...
Look the same?
Very much the same. We didn't have the mural. It was beautiful, but we would obviously play basketball, running around, rough touch, and I remember being out here after school playing and, you know, practicing, and that kept me off the streets and out of trouble, and it was good. It was real good.
We moved from the play yard to the gym, another safe haven for Willie. It was where sports kept a young, rambunctious boy focused on his bright future.
Right here is where it all went down. I can still smell the hardwood, like Hoosiers or something.
Did you ever dream that you would be where you are right now?
No, I think for me it was, you know, I guess I'm still like that now. I just lived in the moment. I remember, you know, it'd be blazing hot in here and the windows would be blaring up and the sirens would be going by and I'd be shooting. You know, I was a New York kid with hoop dreams and just passionate about playing sports.
The hoops dream would eventually change to football, and it was the people around him that kept him grounded. Teachers like Miss Pagan. And before he left, Willie needed to check out his old classroom.
This is history you're watching. History.
And it wasn't just the lockers Willie was going to test out. The 6'3", 315-pound man wanted to see if he could still fit in a desk made for kids.
Look at this thing.
You look ridiculous.
I know.
And with that, it was time to say goodbye. The first part of Willie's trip down memory lane was over, but the ride had just begun. So he hopped into his truck and off we went for my tour of the Bronx.
So this is this is 3rd Avenue.
Okay.
If you was chasing a girl, you would come here.
You never did that, right?
Never, not me.
You're proud to be a Bronx guy, correct?
Very, very proud. This is where it started. I want to get my hair cut right here.
Which one?
I want to say Oscar's still on. No, this used to be Oscar.
Oh, Oscar's right
Oscar's,
there.
Oscar's, yeah.
Do you need to go say hi to Oscar? Can we park right there?
Yeah. Man, I remember.
There was only one way to find out. So we jumped out to surprise Mr. Oscar.
Look at you, bigger than I am now.
So.
Do you remember this guy?
Yeah, I remember him like that.
It was here where Willie and his brother learned about life.
You learn about women, you learn about money, you learned about it. You had very honest conversations right here.
Their dad would take them on Saturdays, and it's a cherished memory for Willie.
I'll never forget when your father came to me and said, well.
Yeah.
And look at him now.
Yeah, he'll make me tear up. I don't want to do it.
What's the Oscar?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
If you're ever in the Bronx, come to Oscar's. He'll take care of you.
After our pit stop at Oscar's, we were hungry, so we headed to one of Willie's favorite restaurants.
We're going to Giovanni's. This is where we used to eat after my football games.
Oh, this was the spot.
This was like the little hangout spot. We came here. My mom still eats here.
Willie ordered his usual, some meatballs and a Sicilian pizza.
Can I dig in?
Can't we both dig in? Let's get after it.
Good.
That's amazing that you can eat it. It's like scorching lava hot.
This is very good, actually.
Yeah.
Good pick, Willie.
Appreciate it.
Cheers.
Salud.
And with that, Willie's journey back to the past was over. This proud Bronx kid will never forget where he came from, and his community will never forget him.
It's been a great day, man. I'm
Thank happy. You so much
Thank
for
you.
Showing us around.
I know. I had a chance to go down memory lane, and I appreciate it.
I appreciate it.
Yeah.
Bronx is very proud of you.
Strong.